What Chuck Norris taught us: quotes on strength, discipline, and life. Martial arts master, cultural icon, and Hollywood star Chuck Norris passed away, surrounded by family and friends, on March 19th at the age of 86. News of his passing was confirmed in a statement on social media, where the Norris family spoke fondly of him. To the world, he was a martial artist, actor, and a symbol of strength, his family said. To us, he was a devoted husband, a loving father and grandfather, an incredible brother, and the heart of our family. The tribute went on to say that the late cultural icon lived his life with faith, purpose, and an unwavering commitment to the people he loved. Through his work, discipline, and kindness, he inspired millions around the world and left a lasting impact on so many lives. Norris's impact on the world wasn't relegated to Hollywood. He built a life that has been seen by many as a cultural phenomenon, on solving problems. Before he began acting, Norris was already a world champion martial artist, training celebrities and winning multiple karate titles. He was known for his tenacity and ability to overcome problems. He addressed that ability in an interview, saying, "When you try to find ways of solving a problem, you won't have time to worry." He began starring in films in the 1970s and 80s with projects such as Way of the Dragon with Bruce Lee, on inner strength. In his book, The Secret of Inner Strength, Norris famously said, "There is no finish line. When you reach one goal, find a new one." Later, in 1993, he began his most iconic role as Walker, Texas Ranger. He starred as Ranger Cordell Walker until 2001 in a role that personified justice and traditional values. During that time, he became associated with moral clarity and strength. On the strength of men, Norris is widely credited as saying, "Men are like steel. When they lose their temper, they lose their worth." In the 2000s, he became the subject of Chuck Norris Facts, where short, exaggerated jokes portrayed him as an almost mythical figure capable of the impossible. The jokes and later memes were created to be obviously fabricated, but reflected the public's boundless admiration for Norris and his larger-than-life persona. On his politics, Norris the movie star, however, wasn't loved by everyone, and he at one time wrote a column about his political beliefs, which was not always met with broad acceptance. He noted that he hasn't always been warmly welcomed for holding my conservative positions. "I've never been very good at being politically correct." In his book, Black Belt Patriotism, Norris laid out his worldview directly, saying he believes the Constitution should be interpreted according to its original meaning, and that he had concerns about cultural and moral decline in the United States. On setting goals. In his book, Against All Odds, My Story, Norris spoke to how he sets goals. "I remembered the story of the bumblebee. Aerodynamically, it is impossible for the bumblebee to fly. The body is too big for the small size of the wings, but apparently no one told the bumblebee that, so he flies." That's pretty much the story of setting goals. Nothing is impossible unless you believe it is. On faith. Throughout his life, Norris was clear about the important role his faith played in his life. "I gave my life to the Lord at 12, Norris said in an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network. "People say I'm the luckiest guy, but luck had nothing to do with it. God had everything to do with it. I wanted my life to be about things that mattered, not merely for a moment, but for eternity." What others had to say. The post about Norris's death garnered almost 30,000 comments within hours. Comments largely took the same theme. Fans with claims that Norris's death was his promotion to something bigger and better. "The world didn't lose Chuck Norris, it just gained a guardian at a higher level," said one commenter. Another claimed that Chuck Norris didn't pass away, he just walked into heaven and told St. Peter, "I'll take it from here." Still another said, "Chuck Norris didn't die. He passed from this life to the next. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." In their announcement of his passing, Norris's family had one last message from the actor and icon who warmed the homes and hearts of so many. To him, "You are not just fans, you are his friends."